This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Teens in Wisconsin and across the country are having less sex than previous generations, but sexually transmitted infections are on the rise in young people. An STI cluster discovered in Milwaukee earlier this year has school leaders bringing more public health educators into classrooms. But as Ximena Condi reports, there's no requirement for sex ed in Wisconsin, and not everyone is convinced it's the answer.
Babe, I think we need to use a condom.
But why?
Highland Community School 8th graders Elsa Berner and Hannah Plevin are role-playing a couple that can't agree on condom use.
Well, my older sibling said we don't have to.
Well, your older sibling is dumb.
That's not nice.
After a round of awkward points and counterpoints in front of their 20 classmates, the girls decide to use condoms. The students are wrapping up 8 weeks with sex ed instructor Ali Kravsky-Manella. They've talked about abstinence, contraception, consent, and the consequences of having sex. Kravsky-Manella reminds students they can always reach out to her with questions, especially those graduating.
The 8th graders who are going to high school next year are going to be facing a lot more pressure for getting into relationships, having physical relationships, having sex than you have ever had before in your life.
According to national 2017 data, about 34% of Wisconsin's high school students reported having sex. That's compared to 47% in 1993. And students that are having sex also report having fewer partners. But STIs are up among 15 to 19-year-olds in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, and across the U.S.
We've become somewhat complacent around sexually transmitted infections.
That's Nicole Ingrassano. She's the vice president of community impact at United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. United Way funds health educators who provide programs in public schools, including Kravsky-Manella. More than a decade ago, Milwaukee had the second highest teen pregnancy rate among the country's largest cities. Education and outreach programs helped slash that rate by half. So Ingrassano says the rise in STIs is particularly surprising here.
In a community where teen birth rates have gone down as significantly as ours has, you would expect a simultaneous decrease in sexually transmitted infections, particularly those that are transmitted through vaginal intercourse. And we're not seeing that.
An HIV and syphilis network of at least 125 people, including 3 Milwaukee public school students, was discovered in the city this year. That has school leaders bringing in more sex educators into high schools. Anthony Harris is the program coordinator of 41 for All, a citywide condom distribution program. He spent the spring offering STI refresher courses to Milwaukee high school students. He says a lack of resources and stigma play a role in rising STI rates in young people.
Because what's happening is that young people, or people in general, think that using a condom makes you a certain kind of person, and that person's not a good person to be.
Harris says informed conversations about sex can change that. But it's unclear how many students in Wisconsin are having those conversations. Human growth and development, or sex ed, programs are not required. If districts opt into sex ed, the state says information has to be age-appropriate, and classes must focus on abstinence. But Julaine Appling, president of Wisconsin Family Action, is skeptical districts are following the rules.
They need to give a robust abstinence message, not one that makes it sound like only sissies do this, only prudes, only the weird people do this.
And she says teens just aren't prepared to protect themselves from the consequences of sex.
They aren't wired to do everything perfectly 100% of the time. And that's really what the efficacy of so many contraceptive drugs and devices require.
Anthony Harris agrees there's no guarantee young people will practice the precautions they're taught. But he says if they aren't provided with the information, they definitely won't. Ximena Condi, Wisconsin Public Radio.